Yes.
While people are asking people to pray, we need to pray for the parents too, that they can give.
Yes.
They can get a view, a worldview of the importance and the significance of this.
Yes. Yes.
They would encourage their kids to be yes. a part of this.
Yes.
Whenever it is available. And too, churches.
Yes.
I think church leadership.
Yes.
If they could get the burden.
Yes.
Of the importance of this thing.
So, yes.
I mean, our kids are being brainwashed.
Yes.
And we need to do some brainwashing ourselves.
Thank you, Bethel. Yeah.
Really, this yeah. is really important. Yeah. And then the eternal destiny.
Yeah.
Depends on what they know.
Yeah.
Basic foundational knowledge of truth.
Yes. So good. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to ask, why aren't churches teaching it?
That's a good question. I think it goes back to that quote I gave from James Emery White. They're still living in an Acts 2 world. That, you know, there's this assumption that, well, we're giving them the scripture. We're teaching the Bible.
There's a lot of stuff out there for young kids. I'm taking it to my class. There's mm-hmm. a lot of curriculum for younger kids to teach them.
To teach them some apologetics.
Yeah, because I teach yeah. fifth grade Sunday school, and I've got tons of
stuff
on the internet. Order it myself, make
yeah.
it myself.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, it's a... And I think maybe part of the problem is a lot of our church staff even, you know, our church ministers, our pastors, they went to seminary, but they never got any apologetics training. And now it's getting bigger in our seminaries. Some of our seminaries are now offering doctoral programs in apologetics. But for some of our men and women, they didn't get that. They didn't hear it. And so it's kind of foreign to them. And there's this assumption, I think, on the part of many that, look, we teach the Bible. God uses His Word. The Holy Spirit will take the Word and minister it to people's hearts and draw people to the kingdom. Well, that's true. But He also, if we look at Paul's example, He also expects us to tell people, this is why we know this is true. It works to do that if you're talking to people in an Acts 2 world. They're already agreed. Yes, we know the Bible's true. Yes, we know God is true. We're okay. We're all together. So we can talk about what the Bible says. But then when we get out there and start talking to people who don't know,
well, don't you think the problem in Sunday school is that we're teaching our kids wonderful things about Jesus, but mm-hmm. we're teaching them that Jesus is a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that Jesus is a great guy, but when they walk away,
yeah,
that's exactly what they'll get attacked. He is a good guy, mm-hmm. but he's not God.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we need to help them understand the whole thing, why we believe this, why we know it's true. Yes, sir.
A couple of weeks ago, Ken Ham from Institute for Creation Research
yes.
at Temple Baptist Church, he addressed this particularly.
Really?
About why is Genesis still relevant and important.
Mm-hmm.
I get to college or high school, and kids are taught all these facts from books
yeah.
and science. He says, can we teach them Bible stories?
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah.
And I would maintain that I don't know what percentage, it's probably high.
Mm-hmm.
Christians don't take any responsibility or ownership of
yeah.
their Christianity.
Yeah.
I come to church.
Yeah.
I give my money.
Yeah.
But they couldn't tell you why they're a Christian if they were
yeah.
life dependent.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You ask, J. Warner Wallace does this a lot. He'll go to churches and he'll say, tell me why you're a Christian. And he gets people talking.
I have a whole page, word document that I copied from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I do my own research.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
But why are you a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet you half our students
mm-hmm.
couldn't stand scrutiny.
Yeah.
I don't even know if my
yeah.
kids could, although...
Yeah, yeah.
Fair. I'm brainwashed.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah, yeah. And most people will say, well, I've always been a Christian. My family was Christian. My parents raised me as Christian, you know. And
that's a crummy
whoa!
Have you always been a Mormon or
yeah.
a witness or an
there you go. Mm-hmm. Say the same thing. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Which is why we need to help our students realize that that they need to be able to say the reason I'm a Christian is because it's true. This is the truth. This is what God has done. This is who Jesus is. This is why I know the Scripture is true. And they can.
We should be teaching them at church.
Yeah, we should.
Are you familiar with the Jesus Project?
I've heard that, but I can't. Is that the?
Is that the Truth Project for kids? Focus on the family.
Yes.
Okay, it's focused on the family thing. Okay, great. Yeah. Yeah, the Truth Project.
A little bit for older kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been through the Truth Project,
which is
I've seen older grandkids. I have older grandkids that can watch it, but my like 7 and 8 year olds at least.
Yeah.
A little bit too much.
I don't know why we're not doing it in church.
Well, I think hopefully we need to make this a matter of prayer, but as time goes on, we'll see more of this kind of thing happening. And more people should be waking up. It is so late for us to be waking up, but we need to be waking up and realizing we've got to do this. Yes, sir.
I'm sure God's at work here. We've actually helped start an apologetics class at Teleco Plains Methodist Church. It's going on tonight.
Really? At Teleco Plains? Wow.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know what you were doing, but
you can save the drive.
Yeah. God's at work.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's on the third week.
Yeah. Wow.
You know Grant Murphy? You ever heard of him?
Don't know him.
He's a really bright kid.
Mm-hmm. I'll check it out. I'll try to find him. Let him. Yeah, I'd like to get to him. I know a lady that goes to that church named Nicole. I've forgotten her name. She's a really sharp Christian lady, but anyway. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll check that out.
Bill Clark is a...
Oh, I remember Bill Clark. Does he? Is he the one that has that Christian camp out on Coca Creek? Yeah, yeah, I know who he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Does he do Kinko?
Do what?
Bill Clark, is it the one that does the inner city church schools?
I don't know.
Well, I appreciate you guys being so attentive and your comments have been really excellent. Yes, sir.
Have you read the book, The Coming Recession in the Evangelical Church by Dickinson?
Have not.
You should read it.
Okay. Okay. I do have a book list of some apologetics things on my webpage. If you go to that page I mentioned, the Veritas links, it's just a Google Docs page, but you'll find several other links there, some things that might be helpful to you. And any of you know any teachers that you think just might possibly, you don't have to give their names to me right now, but anybody know of any teachers that might possibly be interested? Help me pray about that. We yes, sir.
Check back with me next week.
Okay. Okay.
End of the year, I'll see what I can do.
Okay. That'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful.
One or two that aren't.
Yeah.
Useful, but.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if we can get teachers to catch the vision, that's what's happened in the schools where I've started. I've sat down and talked face to face with some teachers, and they catch the vision, and they're willing to try. So, yes, sir.
So, have you established, or has someone established a curriculum?
Well, I've got the 21 videos that is the closest thing to a curriculum, I would say. If I tell the teachers, pick and choose. You don't have to do it in the order I did it at Teleco, but you can look at them. You can show part or all of them. I've got links to other videos. For example, I've got some videos on there, short videos of atheists who became Christians, some as a result of apologetics and that kind of thing. Like I've said, I've got a book list. I try to provide resources, but as far as the curriculum, the closest thing I could give you is what I've got in the PowerPoint presentations. It's YouTube videos. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you're talking to teachers at school about mm-hmm. Why aren't you not talking to the churches?
Well, I want to do that too. I really do. And in fact, I'm hoping that this will be my new way of doing it. You know, I've done this here. I did talk to a church in Ducktown. There was a good crowd there. And that's why they got one started at Copper Basin High School. And I'm willing to talk to any churches that will let me. Another thing I thought maybe I should have done here, I didn't think about it till too late, maybe we can do this again in August or something, you know, as the new year cranks up, something like this. But I thought, I need to go to some Sunday school classes where parents are, who have kids in junior high, middle school, high school, and maybe they'll give me 5 minutes to just say, hey guys, here's a problem and here's a possible solution. Let's think about this. I don't know. I'm willing to any suggestions you guys have. I don't present myself as an expert in apologetics. I just see the need. I see the importance. I'm willing to help the students understand what little I understand, and I'm willing to give them more resources, and I'm sure a lot of these kids will go beyond me pretty quick, you know, and that's fine with me, but if we can just help them get moving in the right direction. Yeah.
And talking about the curriculum thing, you know, what he has in these videos really is a curriculum. It's exactly what we used in Teleco. And the way you can use it or the way you girls can look at it on the internet, you can pull it up. He presents a question. And then you can pause it and talk about that question and then go in, you know, click it back on and it gives the answer to that question and addresses. And when we were working at Teleco, that's what we would do is bring up a question that morning, let the kids talk about it, get their questions and their answers, and then give them the information they need and give them the answers. So,
Yeah.
Kind of my thought is if you trained kids here, they would be better equipped to ask.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me take. At the church. Yeah. And it could happen. I've talked with Eric quite a bit about this, and was it last fall? I can't remember now. Yeah, he gave me a chance to share about 5 minutes with the kids down there about the Veritas concept, and then on another occasion, he gave me a chance to come and do a breakout session for kids that were interested in apologetics. Didn't get many kids. They had several other breakout sessions. What did I have, maybe 8 or 10 kids? I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, we had 7, and 6 out of the 7 were going to Christian
schools.
Schools that had apologetics
class. And
I really reached the kids that didn't have.
And probably a lot of kids, I'm not even sure they understood what apologetics really meant. I don't know for sure, but I haven't. Of course, the kids have their own curriculum going. They've got other stuff going constantly, you know, and to fit something like this in, I guess, is not easy, you know.
Yeah, but, yeah, except their curriculum is the problem.
It may be. I don't know.
Sorry,
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
We're living in a world where you have to teach.
Yeah.
Kids
yeah.
That what they believe is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Eric did tell me they were doing some apologetics, just kind of not necessarily formally, and you know, but they had done some apologetic stuff with the kids. So I don't want to say something bad about what he's doing with our youth program or anything. And I know. I mean, there's it's hard to break through with a new curriculum or anything, so but there may be a way. I don't know. I mean, maybe there's a way to have some kids meeting on Sunday evening or something. I don't know, but there may be some possibilities here. But that's good. Yeah, it seems like church would be a logical place to do a lot of this. It does. J. Warner Wallace.
Leadership, because until the leadership can cast the vision of the importance of this, we have this. Our kids will have to have this. There's no option here.
Mm-hmm.
Kids come to this thing. I mean, we really have to push it from the pulpit.
Yeah.
Not just little flyers and
mm-hmm. Right? Just
work. I mean, it has to get
pushed.
And
yeah.
We have, either we believe in this or we don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'll throw you one other quick comment. I wrote down some of these things that you mentioned, the moral track, the being able to stand alone, source of authority, why they've tempted to leave, all those issues. And a better question that you might ask, steps on a lot of toes, but why aren't you teaching your kids that?
Yeah.
Why do you claim to have this faith mm-hmm. that you can't defend mm-hmm. and you want to instill it in your kids and you don't equip them to defend?
Yeah, yeah.
Because as Christian parents, we want to see our kids get saved mm-hmm. and baptized and then...
Then okay, we're good. Yeah, we got it. We got it. That's yeah.
Yeah. That's why. Mm-hmm. That's exactly why they dropped out.
Right.
Because you know what kids are good at doing? They're good at watching their parents.
Oh, yes.
Finding any chink in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my kids have been thwarted at that for years. And once or twice they get away with it. But I will not stand before God as my judge and have him say, "You never told your kids about me?"
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Well, but that's not happening. That isn't happening in many, many, many Christian families.
No doubt.
And consequently, that's why what I think is the real value of this program.
But the, mm-hmm. but the
it won't help your children because your children are getting but it will help those.
The percentage of the kids who drop out, and I've seen anywhere from 40 to 80%.
Yeah.
That number's a sliding.
Yeah, yeah, we don't know exactly.
If it's more than 5%.
It's too many.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And the ones that drop out that aren't grounded, that can't stand the test, why are you not equipping them? And
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
It's a source of irritation for me.
Yeah.
You know, we have grandkids, and like I said before, and their parents are busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not.
It's parents feel, yeah. It's
we don't, it's like, well, okay, we'll do it then.
Yeah.
I'm a busy guy too.
Yeah. Well,
and I don't like and that's what happens.
All, exactly. All you're saying, saying you're busy is my kids' ability to defend their faith as their eternity rests on is important to me.
Yeah.
I agree with you, and we've been
but football season.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I think a lot of football I think a lot of parents who've grown up.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe it's different now. Obviously, they didn't learn the apologetics.
Yeah, that's right.
They can't confidently answer the questions you're bringing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're mm-hmm.
Yeah. And maybe that, you know, they went through school, they had the same experience, they were questioned, mm-hmm. maybe they withdrew, maybe they didn't fade away,
mm-hmm.
but maybe they, you know, said, well, I don't know why, but that's just what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're asked that, and when they're asked that question by their kids or someone else, they really can't.
Mm-hmm.
They can't equip them.
Yeah.
To answer those questions.
So they may say, just trust Jesus, you know, just, and they may think, well, I got through and I didn't know all that stuff, so you get through. Yeah. But they don't realize how great the threat is for their kids. They just don't realize
it.
It's wrong because it's wrong, but
yeah,
everything they say is science is proven.
Mm.
It's not really
right,
you know. Darwin's
oh yeah
about the Truth Project. Darwin wrote that the fossil record would prove what he said.
Yeah,
the
evidence is overwhelming. Yeah, the evidence is wonderful. We just don't know what it is. And the colleges are not going to give it to them, so we've got to. Yeah. Thank God for people like the Truth Project and Dobson and these guys out at the Discovery Institute. You know, is that the name of that place?
Stephen Myers.
Yeah, some of those guys. Dembski, he's raising up some men. Greg Kokel is doing a great job. He wrote a book called Tactics. Yeah, it's a great book about how to talk to people, the questions to ask. Really good stuff. There's some good stuff out there. We just need to take advantage of it. But many, many parents, to get back to that question, many, many parents feel overwhelmed, and the tyranny of the urgent, you know, they may know that this is important, but they've got all this other stuff to do. And so But you look back and you say, oh no, what have I done? I spent all my life. You know, you've heard those stories many times of people who come to their deathbed thinking, well, I made billions of dollars, but what happened to my family?
Like she said earlier, you've got to tell that stuff from the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be telling parents, this
mm-hmm.
is what you're supposed to be
mm-hmm.
doing.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your enthusiasm, guys. I really do. And I appreciate your support and your encouragement. And you can help me pray about this. And you may have some ideas and thoughts of what we can do and where we can go from here. And maybe in the fall we can do something like this again. Maybe when school cranks back up, we can get together and say, okay, where do we go from here? You know, and have another kind of brainstorming session, this kind of thing. Does that sound good? Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, that sounds good. I will say that she and I have been reading and debating and arguing with each other and so on this subject for quite a while. And God bless you for taking this stand.
Well,
it's incredibly necessary.
Yeah, and it's the Lord. You know, he's doing this, but I'm just grateful if I can be used a little bit. I love it. So thank you. Anybody else? If you want to put your name down there, if you feel comfortable giving your phone number, I might be able to contact you. I would appreciate it if you'd leave it with me. But, email. I'd be glad to email you. I text, I email, you know, Facebook message, whatever works for you. But I'd love to do that. Love, you think of anything else? He said... Yeah. I have to. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. She's been an incredible supporter. She's here every time I talk about Veritas. She's with me, and I know she has to get tired of hearing this, but she's been a great blessing and encourager. And I will be honest with you. The only way we promoted this was with those bulletin comments and of course on the screen. And I thought, okay, Holly's not here today. And then it's raining, and I was sitting here and I thought, okay, Lord, maybe you want me to get prepared so that we can share this next fall. You know, but you guys came, so that blesses my heart. And girls especially, man, I'm so glad you came. Thank you so much for coming. And I'd love to talk with you more, too. So if you want to give me where do you go to school? I'm sorry?
I go to
Keys Academy. Keys Academy, yeah. Were you there in the meeting that I had down there in the youth group last fall, maybe? You don't remember that, do you? Okay. I think I had some Keys Academy kids there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And you'll be at South Doyle this fall. Great. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Well, let's pray. Lord, thank you so much. You have encouraged me today with these people and their excitement, their enthusiasm, and their passion for your truth. And I thank you for them. And I pray you'd use them. I know you've got each one with a different role and different responsibilities. And thank you for bringing them here today and bringing all of us here and giving us this opportunity to help each other realize, yes, we have a great need. And maybe you would show some of us how we can get the word out better and encourage our church and other churches to get more serious about training our people, our young people especially, but all of our people. And Lord, you know how we're supposed to proceed from here as far as getting it into more schools, and I pray that you'd show us how to do that. Sometimes, Father, I just feel at a total loss. Sometimes I don't feel like I know well what to do, but here we are. We're willing. So use us for your glory in any way you see fit. Give us the thinking we need to have. Give us the ideas and help us to follow through in an effective way. Lord, we want more of our kids to be equipped. We want more of our kids, when they run into this stuff in the college classroom or the secular workforce, to be able to stand firm and give a reason for the hope that's within them. So help us, Lord, to get them equipped. And we'll give you the praise and give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for coming.